Ivo, I'm really excited that you're going to be playing for Leicester Jazz House. You're playing at the Attenborough Arts Centre on Thursday, March 31st, and it should
Yeah.
be a great gig. I understand you're coming with a quartet, so can you tell me about your quartet that is going to be playing with you?
Yes, I'd love to. It's a band that I've started playing with in 2017. We played at the Swanage Jazz Festival that year. I got a gig there, and it's three musicians that I love their playing, and I knew there was something special about this combination of musicians, and we've done a lot of work since then, and it's just something that continues to develop. And the musicians are George Crowley on tenor saxophone, Tom Farmer on bass, and James Madron on drums. All very three very special, unique musicians. I think that I'm really glad that they live in the UK. They don't live in New York or somewhere or something like that, because we have the chance to play and we've got this tour coming up. So we're so excited to do that, because it'll be basically the first proper tour since 2019, I think. So that's a good amount of time off, really.
So I know you released a new album last year, Glimpses of Truth. And are you going to be playing tracks from that album, the gig in Leicester, or are you working on other stuff that you're going to be showcasing?
We'll be playing some of those. There's one tune in particular called "The Rise of the Lizard People." It's a very complex tune, not in a scary way, just in a way that we can get a lot of fun from playing it, because there are so many possibilities rhythmically in the music, and we're exploring that all the time. So we will do that, and we will actually probably play a couple of tunes from my album called Moksha, which came out in 2018, that also features the same musicians. But I've written an entirely new album's worth of material since my last album came out. So this tour will represent a trial run in a way for that recording, or it's the best way of doing it. We've got nine gigs together, so we'll play in all the material and then hopefully record once we've done the tour. So
So that sort of takes me to my next question, really. And where are you touring? Well, what's coming up for you?
we're actually playing other venues in the Midlands. We're playing in Birmingham on April the 1st in 1000 Trades, which is a great venue. And then we're playing in Bishop's Castle in Shropshire for a lovely promoter called John Davies, who is doing great work out there in Shropshire, bringing amazing musicians and rebuilding after the pandemic and all the trouble that everyone's been through. And so, yeah, thanks also to Leicester for keeping the gigs going and keeping the music, because we're just so excited to come and play again.
We can't wait for you to be coming. I think we all miss live jazz. You as a performer, us as, wanting to come to the gigs and listen and to see you. So we're all really pleased. And so you mentioned that you've got material for a whole new album. So when do you see yourself recording the new album?
That's a good question. I'm not quite sure yet. I'm gonna do this tour, and I know that we're gonna have huge amounts of fun playing it and shaping the material, because when you write music, it almost takes on a life of its own with these kind of musicians, because they're so creative. So we'll give them these pieces, and then they will imprint their own personalities on it, and it will become something else. So that will be the first step. And of course, recording an album, it's always very nice to feature a special guest if possible. So I will think about that. Or it might be that I just want to document what we're doing as a quartet. But the last album I did, I got some amazing guests. I was really lucky that they were around, basically, because it was the pandemic. So Gilad Hexelman on guitar sent me a solo of the internet. So did Ingrid Jensen from Canada, and other great players in the UK, and Jim Hart, one of my oldest friends and amazing vibes player and drummer, someone who's been, I think, really influential on many musicians in the UK as a player and a teacher, and generally just as a musical force. I think he played on as a guest on my album as well. So
final question, what are you listening to at the moment? What should I be listening out for?
There's a few albums. The first one is by a guy called Stéphane Guillaume, who's an amazing French saxophone player that I've only got to know since October 2021, when gigs started happening again. I was lucky enough to be asked to join a band called Shijin, which is a band run by a French bass player called Laurent David. And it features Stéphane Guillaume on tenor sax and Stéphane Gallant on drums. All amazing musicians from France and Belgium. And we've done two tours now, and we'll be doing more. I made some really amazing new friends, actually, just as a positive to come out of the pandemic, as we're able to establish new collaborations with musicians from overseas. And Stefan gave me his album, and it's called Windmills Chronicles. It's on Spotify, it's available, and it's an amazing large ensemble album with some of the best French musicians, lots of brass, French horns, tuba, trumpet. He's playing saxophones and with a rhythm section with guitar. And I think it's a really, really special album. And it's amazing that you make those chance connections with musicians, and suddenly I was connected to a new bunch of musicians who are completely incredible that I didn't know about, you know. And that's a very exciting thing about jazz. And I really want to get those musicians over here in October. So that's Windmills Chronicles. That's one. Another one that I was listening to is called The Arrival of Victor Feltman, which features Scott LaFaro and Stan Levy. And that's a great old album from the 50s.
So listen, Ivo, I'm so grateful. Thanks very much